Greetings, I'm Austin Egbert, the director of Mind Matters News. Welcome to another BingeCast, where multiple episodes are fused into a single program. Today's BingeCast features a breakdown of the past year's top 10 exaggerated and hyperbolic claims about AI. Enjoy!
Welcome to Mind Matters News, where artificial and natural intelligence meet head-on. Here's your host, Robert J. Marks.
Greetings. Those on the web seek traffic. This includes us at mindmatters.ai. Sensationalism gets you traffic, and you can charge more for your advertisements if you get a lot of clicks. Note that we have no paid advertisements. Some reporters resort to less than honest characterization of a story. In blue journalism, if it bleeds, it leads. So bold hyperbole about AI gets the clicks. Other articles can be colored by extreme ideology. Those who believe we are computers made out of meat often put their faith in materialistic AI when interpreting results. Others want superintelligence so badly that they will glom onto anything that gives them a glimmer of hope. And some articles are written by those without a pinch of domain expertise. So, to end the year, here is our top 10 exaggerations, hyperbole, and failures list of hype news in artificial intelligence. 10. Headlines claim AI is becoming human-like. A post from UK's Telegraph reads, "Deep Minds, AlphaZero, now showing human-like intuition in historical turning point for AI." The article begins, "Washington, July 7th, UPI. DeepMind reveals the embryo of an electronic computer today that it expects will be able to walk, talk, see, write, reproduce itself, and be conscious of its existence." Okay, let me confess, I just lied to you. This is not the article about DeepMind. This is a July 8th, 1958 article in the New York Times, titled "New Navy Device Learns by Doing." Replace DeepMind by the Navy, and you get the original story, which was, "The Navy revealed the embryo of an electronic computer today that it expects will be able to walk, talk, see, write, reproduce itself, and be conscious of its existence." Okay, the actual, more recent DeepMind story reads, "After a year of testing and analysis by chess grandmasters, the machine has developed a new style of play, unlike anything ever seen before, suggesting the program is now improvising like a human." Incremental results are often extrapolated into hype stories about the future. This was done in 1958 and continues to be done today. Bottom line, this improvement might be surprising and impressive, but it is only incremental insofar as human capabilities. Number 9. Seductive semantic sells AI. Will AI ever be self-aware? The Army Times reports the headlines, "Army researchers are developing a self-aware squid-like robot you can 3D print in the field." Pretty cool. Seductive semantics attracts the reader to stretched meanings that are, at best, metaphorical. They are often presented, though, as literal fact. Although we could, we won't quibble with the part of the story concerning squid-like robots being printed in 3D. Let's focus on the seductive semantics used for the term self-aware. For humans, Google tells me that self-aware means having conscious knowledge of one's own character and feelings. Computers have no character. Computers have no feeling. But in a more general sense, self-aware literally means being aware of your surroundings. Does placing sensors on a car cause the car to be self-aware? A sensor in my gas tank tells me when I need gas. When I back up my car, it beeps at me when I get too close to an obstacle. Automatic parking requires sensors. All of these are examples of cars being aware of their surroundings. Is AI self-aware? I don't think I'd call my car self-aware. Even more simply, my thermostat detects the temperature of its immediate surroundings. Does this mean my thermostat is self-aware? I guess it all depends on how much you stretch the meaning of self-aware. Those who give words stretch marks are using seductive semantics. Number 8, the bigger truck solution to AI effectiveness. The claim that AI can be written to evolve even smarter AI is being abandoned. Some, like AI software pioneer Francois Cholet, have concluded in a paper entitled "The Impossibility of Intelligent Explosion" that the search should be abandoned. He writes, "An overwhelming amount of evidence points to this simple fact. A single human brain, on its own, is not capable of designing a greater intelligence than itself." Others claim that strong AI is possible, but we need more powerful computational energy. An example is from the website Nautilus, where we see the post titled, "Why is the human brain so efficient? How massive parallelism lifts the brain performance above that of AI?" The Nautilus claims our brains are effective because they are more computationally powerful than any computer we have today. We also see similar claims made in the literature. The need for more computing power to achieve superintelligent AI reminds me of an old story. Here it is. John bought a truck so he could go into a farm-to-market business. John purchased tomatoes from a local farmer for $2 a pound and drove them to the market where he sold them for $1 a pound. Bought them for $2, sold them for $1. Needless to say, John began to lose money hand over fist. He consulted his accountant who analyzed John's finances. After detailed analysis, the accountant advised John, "Hey, John, the answer's obvious. You need a bigger truck." Those who believe that superintelligence will be here someday are asking for a bigger truck. But limitations on computer performance are constrained by algorithmic information theory. The Church-Turing thesis claims anything done on a super-duper computer of today can be done on Turing's original 1930s Turing machine. We can perform tasks faster today, but the fundamental limitation of computing remains. Bigger and faster computers are not the answer. Number 7. More confusing creativity is claimed based on incremental computer results. AI will never be creative. To be truly creative, AI must pass the Lovelace test as proposed by Selmer Bringsjord at Rensselaer Polytechnic. AI is creative when it performs a task which cannot be explained by its programmer. Consider, then, the 33 researchers in AI who contributed anecdotes about how their evolutionary AI software was quote-unquote creative. The 33 contributors were from places like Apple, the University of Texas, Cornell, Imperial College London, the University of Colorado, and Columbia. That's a pretty impressive pedigree. First, some background. In evolutionary programming, programmers form a goal and see how close they can get to achieving that goal. To do so, programmers propose billions, even trillions of possible solutions to their problems. No computer can analyze them all, so evolutionary search algorithms intelligently search the solution set in accordance to some bias imposed by the programmer. This guides the solution to one or more solutions close to the desired goal. Sometimes results are unexpected and even surprising, but the results follow directly from doing exactly what the programmer programmed the program to do. There are no such surprises in the results of the 33. In my work in swarm intelligence, we coded a predator-prey problem. The swarm of prey were called dweebs. The dweebs were pursued by a swarm of predators called bullies. We maximized the lifetime of the dweeb swarm using evolutionary program. A surprising result was dweeb self-sacrifice. Bullies would chase a single dweeb in circles while the rest of the dweebs huddled in a corner. When the sacrificial dweeb was killed, there was a temporary chaos followed by the identification of the next sacrificial dweeb. This was repeated until the entire dweeb swarm was decimated. This strategy maximized the lifetime of the dweeb swarm. The result was surprising, but the sacrificial action was in the solution set we had programmed into the bullies and dweebs evolutionary program. One example of creativity pointed out by the 33 was evolution of a walking bug. A video shows a six-legged virtual bug in various evolutionary forms of gait. Using evolutionary search, interesting and sometimes unexpected gates emerge depending on conditions imposed by the program. If a bug had a bum leg, it would learn to walk without it. When turned upside down, the bug walked on its elbows. Unexpected results? Yeah. But the programmers developed an algorithm to explore various gates for their digital bugs. Different gates is what they got. So what would make the bug program creative? How about this for just a teeny bit of creativity? Without any other programming, see if the digital bug could learn to jump a chasm the width of its body. Remember, no fair reprogramming. If you reprogram, the creativity is yours, not the program's. Number 6, AI games the system. AI software can find loopholes in the code. In the same paper by the 33, the purported examples of AI creativity, we read the following.
Exacerbating the issue, it is often fundamentally simpler for the evolution to exploit loopholes in the quantitative measure than it is to achieve the actual desired result.
Examples include a walking digital robot that moved more quickly by somersaulting than using a normal gait. That was a very interesting result. But again, known or not, somersaults were in the solution set offered by the programmer. Learning to fly without additional programming could give a low pass on the Lovelace test for creativity, but there doesn't appear to be any contingency in the program to allow for flight. I was once in a startup company named Financial Neural Networks. One of the goals was to forecast the future markets for the S&P 500. One of our first results looked astonishing. The forecasting price curve followed the actual price curve remarkably. Too remarkably, it turned out. On closer inspection, the S&P forecast lagged the true S&P forecast by one tick. The neural network had learned that the best forecast of the next hour's price was this hour's price. Forecasting with minimum error is what we asked the neural network to do. It gamed us, though, with a simplistic solution which, it turned out, had minimum error in accordance to the dictate of our program. Number 5. AI for hate speech. Consider the headline,
Berkeley scientists developing artificial intelligence tool to combat hate speech on social media.
There is the illusion in some minds that AI detection of hate speech will be disinterested and fair. After all, the assessment is being done by a computer, and computers have no ideology, and computers have no political leanings. This is enforced because the program is being written by quote-unquote scientists who are never corrupted by political or fairness bias. Here's where you can insert a little smiley face. Every computer program contains bias. Without bias, computers can't do anything smart. This is a major theme of the book I co-authored titled Introduction to Evolutionary Informatics. Take a look. Is there anyone who doubts that the Berkeley software will flag quotes from the Bible as hate speech while passing the anti-Semitic rants of the ilk of Louis Farrakhan? Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. Number 4, seductive optics, AI in human shape. The power of AI often has little to do with its packaging. When you package an AI in a human-like robot to sell your AI, you could be resorting to seductive optics, such as the case with Sophia, a chatbot infused inside a human-appearing robot. Those seduced by such optics are agog in a piece titled,
Here's What Sophia, the First Robot Citizen, Thinks About Gender and Consciousness.
Care is taken to have the package mimic human nuances like blinking, smiling, and sinking lips to spoken words. Doing so increases the impression that the AI is human. It's only seductive optics. Number 3, AI can read your mind. The Daily Mail is the United Kingdom's second biggest selling daily newspaper. A headline from the large circulation daily's webpage reads,
No more secrets. The mind-reading machine can translate your thoughts and display them as text instantly.
This article drips with hyperbole. Yes, AI can read your mind for a few words if you have a flap cut out of your skull and if you have electrodes placed directly on your brain. After a neural network is trained to read your thoughts, it is no good on any other human, even if the other person has a flap cut out of their skulls. The Daily Mail, by the way, failed to mention any of this. So there's no need yet for us to wear tinfoil hats to escape our minds being read. This was pure, unadulterated AI hype. Number two, AI can't write good. Trained AI writes terrible prose. One headline reads, "Movie written by algorithm turns out to be hilarious and intense." The AI-written script is hilarious if watching traffic cracks you up, and intense if Barney the Dinosaur keeps you on the edge of your seat. Any enjoyment comes from actor interpretation and conveying emotions even when the dialogue is meaningless. As explained elsewhere in The Guardian, a recurrent neural network was fed the scripts of dozens of science fiction movies, including such classics as Highlander Endgame, Ghostbusters, Interstellar, and The Fifth Element. Sunspring, the title of the AI-written play, was computed after the trained neural network was given a set of prompts. The Guardian rightly terms the script as gibberish. Here's an excerpt from the screenplay. We start with a dialogue excerpt between two people.
Yes, perhaps I should take it from here. I'm not going to do something.
You can't afford to take this anywhere. It's not a dream. But I've got a good time to stay here.
Well, I don't think you can still be back on the table.
Huh. It's damn thing scared to say. Nothing is going to be a thing, but I wish it was the one that got on this rock with the child, and then I left the other two.
This is followed by a scene description.
He is standing in the stars and sitting on the floor. He takes a seat on the counter and pulls the camera over to his back. He stares at it. He is on the phone. He cuts a shotgun from the edge of the room and puts it in his mouth. He sees a black hole in the floor leading to the man on the roof.
Seriously, is this script hilarious? Only in its stupidity. Intense? No, it's actually not even interesting. Such AI prose was hilariously parodied in a tweet by Keaton Patty. His Twitter tag is @KeatonPatty. That's KeatonPatty. He tweets,
"I forced a bot to watch over 1,000 hours of lawyer commercials and then ask it to write a lawyer commercial of its own. Here is the first page."
Setting: international law firm. A lawyer standing next to a shelf with books. The books are very wide. They have eaten too many words. The lawyer says,
"Have you been hurt in an accidental car? Has the government sold your lungs without asking nicely? Answer me."
The lawyer opens a briefcase. It's full of lemons. The justice fruit only lawyers may touch.
"If so, you can act entitled for money. I'll help. I graduated from law school and all my teachers were bitten by dogs."
Words scroll across the bottom of the screen. These are cases the lawyer takes. Unfair stabbing. Illegal shoes. Music too Canadian. Sue the rain. Divorce your toilet. Fake sons.
Well, it's not tense, but I do find Patty's tweet to be a hilariously accurate parody. There are websites that compose close to normal prose using an expert system type of approach. The most popular is SciGen. That's capital SCI, lowercase GEN. It's an automatic computer science paper generator. If you have the interest, check it out.
Number one on this year's top 10 AI exaggerations, hyperbole, and failures is IBM Watson is a joke. IBM Watson beat the world's best Jeopardy champions, but was it a fair fight? In his book, The AI Delusion, Roger Smith writes that the Watson handlers asked Jeopardy question writers to pull their punches. Here's what he said.
The IBM Watson team was afraid the Jeopardy staff would write clues with puns and double meanings that could trick Watson. That in of itself reveals one big difference between humans and computers. Humans can appreciate puns, jokes, riddles, and sarcasm because we understand words in context. The best the current computers can do is check whether the pun, joke, riddle, or sarcastic comment has been stored in its database. The Jeopardy staff agreed to select clues randomly from a stockpile of clues that had been written in the past, but never used before.
This was a fair solution, but making the request, IBM admits that Watson could be easily fooled. Fred Flintstone once glued his fingers to a bowling ball. Barney Rubble got a big hammer. Fred said, "The night on my head hit it." Interpreting vague pronouns in context, in this case the word it, is difficult for current AI. This will probably improve, though. But IBM Watson is also a failing business. IBM Watson is a joke. So says Social Capital CEO Palepitiya. He continues,
"I think what IBM is excellent at is using their sales and marketing infrastructure to convince people who have asymmetrically less knowledge to pay for something."
IBM pitched its Watson supercomputer as a revolution in cancer care. Hundreds of medical papers are published each day. No one can read them all. So when a patient gets cancer, a physician can tell Watson the details, and Watson can dig through the papers and identifies those that are relevant. Stat News reports,
3 years after IBM began selling Watson to recommend the best cancer treatments to doctors around the world, a stat investigation has found the supercomputer isn't living up to the lofty expectations IBM created for it. It is still struggling with the basic step of learning about different forms of cancer. Only a few dozen hospitals have adopted the system, which is a long way from IBM's goal of establishing dominance in a multi-billion dollar market. And at foreign hospitals, physicians complained its advice was based on American patients and methods of care.
The failure is not only that of AI. MM&M magazine report an anonymous quote from a practitioner. "There are not enough data scientists at IBM Watson who know medicine." Reduction of Watson to practice is currently failing. Health News Review begins with the headline,
"MD Anderson Cancer Center's IBM Watson project fails, and so did the journalism related to it."
They elaborate.
Launched in 2013, the project initially received glowing mainstream media coverage that suggested Watson was already being deployed to revolutionize cancer care, or soon would be. But that was premature. By all accounts, the electronic brain was never used to treat patients at MD Anderson. A University of Texas audit reported the product didn't work with Anderson's new electronic medical record system, and the cancer center is now seeking bids to find a new contractor.
The conclusion? IBM Watson is sick. So here in a nutshell are the year's top 10 exaggerations, hyperbole, and failures in AI. Number 10, headlines claim AI is becoming human-like. No, computers give unexpected answers all the time. Number 9, seductive semantics. Will AI be self-aware? Stretch a word enough, like self-aware, and it can mean almost anything. Number 8, the bigger trucker solution to AI effectiveness. Bigger, faster computers will not bring forth superintelligence. Number 7, confusing creativity with incremental unexpected computer results. The best that can be claimed for these results is taking a single step on a staircase reaching to the moon. Number 6, AI can game the system. Any loopholes in AI software are left there by the programmers. Number 5, can scientists write software for fair and balanced hate speech detection? No. Censorship AI will always have a bias. That's why the United States has the First Amendment. Number 4, seductive optics, AI in human shape. Packaging can enhance AI's presentation, sometimes inappropriately. Number 3, AI can read your mind. Yeah, but only after you have brain surgery. Number 2, AI can't write good. The quality of current AI on other literature is so consistently bad it can be parodied. And the number 1 story in this year's top 10 AI exaggerations, hyperbole, and failures is IBM Watson is a joke. The software has not lived up to the hype, either in terms of its performance or business. So this wraps up another Mind Matters as we counted down this year's top 10 AI exaggerations, hyperbole, and failures. So until next time, be of good cheer.
This has been Mind Matters News with your host, Robert J. Marks. Explore more at mindmatters.ai. That's mindmatters.ai. Mind Matters News is directed and edited by Austin Egbert. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the speakers. Mind Matters News is produced and copyrighted by the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute.